Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. The World Show with Nikki B.
Yes, I'm Nikki B, and right now in the studio with me, welcome to the World Show. Roots 2000. It's been a while since I had you guys as Roots. I think the last time was on Zoom during lockdown.
Lockdown, I still
remember.
It
was the release of your single.
How are you, Sissy?
Slick Angel.
You're beautiful.
You too, yeah. Always good to have you.
I know, it was, I think back then, when it was the lockdown, when you had Roots 2000.
Yes.
And I'm sorry about my voice. I've been singing a lot this past 2 weeks.
Yes.
So my voice is a little bit gone.
It's fine. I'm not going to ask you to sing tonight.
Get right in the crowd.
I'm going to play these beautiful tracks off the album. MXO.
Nikki.
Always good to have you here. Yes.
How you doing, sis?
It's great. And I'm so excited about this album. As I told you when you came in, I said, I love each and every song on this album. I can't wait to explore it.
It's a work of art, man. Me and the brothers, we really put our energies into this album, you know. It's a brotherhood, celebrating brotherhood of over 20 years, you know.
Yes, more.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
I met that young man around when he still had, you know, the high-pitched voice, around 99, man.
Yes.
So, you know, music is still the link that binds us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And let me just greet our third guest, Shaka Jamal. Welcome to the World Show.
Great.
And you, I can say welcome to, because Slick and MXO, this is home.
Hey, it's good to be here for the first time.
Yes.
Good to see you. I've been listening to your radio show online over in the States in Oakland. So it's good to finally be here. Thank you for welcoming us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure because it is a celebration today.
Yes.
That's a promise. But Roots 2000, in fact, I know the story, but let's talk about it a little bit because I think people out there have got to know the real story. So you spoke about 1999, MXO, meeting Slick Angel in Yeovil.
In Yeovil. I could say it was 1999 when we met, or 2000.
99.
It was 99. That's when I met this young man. Beautiful, deep voice. And when we connected, it was so amazing where I was like, no, I've got to be next to this brother. You know, our voices together.
Magic.
Magic.
And you both came from the same area.
Yes.
Yeah. And you didn't know each other until Joburg.
We didn't know each other. We're from the Eastern Cape. I'm from the side of East London. He's more of the side of
Port Elizabeth.
Kabecha. So, but when we formed, it was 2000. It was the year 2000. That's why 2000. Roots being rooted in our sound that we do. So you hear most of Mpaqanga, Isidibili,
folk
music. I can go on.
Blues, rock and roll. I mean, it's you I'm speaking to, Slick Angel. That's what I know of Slick Angel.
Yes. So that's why the name Roots 2000.
And what makes it unique is, you know, our diverse influences individually.
Yes.
I mean, Slick, when I met Slick, he was still like, you know, he will sing some blue suede shoes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, by the, they call him the king, right? What's his name?
Yes.
Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
So that's what I was saying, some good old rock and roll.
He will have those, and for sure with me, you know, a little bit of hip hop, some reggae, some jazz.
Yes.
And Slick will come up and do some Amira Makaba and the Skylarks.
Yes.
Kind of, you know, like that African storytelling and folk music. And I think together we kind of merged it, and that's where the magic came from, you know, like that experimental and exploration of music.
Do you remember the first time you performed together? Where was
yes.
it?
Oh, yes. I don't know. Maybe we have a different story. Stories.
I think where we met, it was at the Rasta place.
Janitos.
There was one in Ras Blue.
Okay, I remember.
Yes, Ras Blue. Ras Blue, yeah. I think that's the first time we jammed together. Then after that, I think that's when we even met Julius Makweru. I think you know Julius.
Pimp with the limp.
Give it up for Julius.
Julius, yes.
So he's the one who actually brought us together. Because he wanted more of the duo that we did at that time.
I think the first time, I mean, we linked up with Slick Angel. He was just playing his guitar, and I was, you know, just passing by, and I got drawn to him. And you know, I mean, the Yeovil community is just that community that you know just gels together, you know.
Yes.
So and he was just playing guitar, and I was like, okay, let me go.
Yes.
Hang out with this brother. I didn't even know him.
Yes.
But the music had that special effect of saying, Ubizo.
Literally brought you together.
Yeah, it brought us together. And then that night, there was an open mic session. It was called Monday Blues. Mm. And the session, I think, Peter Makurube, the late Peter Makurube was...
Yes, my radio mentor.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, the man who got me this gig.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So Peter Makurube.
And I must give it up for... I don't know if you know the artist Indo, eh?
Oh, Dinewo, yes.
Dinewo Pule. So back then, we used to be a trio. It used to be me, MXO, and Dinewo Pule as the Roots 2000. So, but in time, Dinewo had to go and, you know, venture off on her own music and all of that.
Yes.
Hoping and wishing that in the future we will meet up again, you know. So, but we held it with MXO for almost 22 years now.
Exactly. And I mean, you've taken time off to do your own things.
True.
But something always brings Roots 2000 back together.
Yes.
And that's not
I think it's that magic.
Yes.
You know, where you put two different musicians and that spark that happens when we're together on stage. We just had a show, was it last night?
Last night.
Yes.
In German.
Yeah. From the past.
Yeah, at the chairman.
Yeah. But I'm just acknowledging this one. Yesterday.
That should be our highlight, Nikki. That was
in chairman.
Yes.
In Derby, at the Music in Biza.
Wow, it was amazing.
In fact, you've just come back to Joburg. No?
Yeah, we just landed this morning.
First flight out. Oh, man, that was...
Didn't even sleep last night.
Yeah, we nearly...
got off stage and hit the airplane.
Well, from what I know, you haven't slept for, as Slick said, like 2 weeks. Because last week was also very significant.
Oh, yes. It was a milestone.
What happened last week?
I decided to put a leap of faith on it and just, you know, come with these creative ideas of making something happen out of nothing.
Yes.
You know, just a dream. And I called my brothers. I was like, hey, man, I have this idea. I found this beautiful spot in East London that has a lake. And I'm thinking, let's put together an event. East London Jazz by the Lake. And, you know, who's my business partner now in East London. She used to be a farmer. She has this beautiful land, piece of land there. And we just put our heads together. And, you know, I had to call Slick and say, hey, Slick, this is your hometown, man. You got to be on the lineup.
Yes.
Call Shaka. Shaka luckily was coming to Durban too. And he became the really most integral part also as an executive producer of the show. And, got Tumza Maswana in, got Andile Yenana the Great,
yes.
Got Sakile Simani.
The Eastern Cape legends.
Yeah, the Eastern Cape legends.
Yes.
And, the day came, and it was a blessed day, and it exceeded our expectations. And I think we were content with like 200 people or 150 to 200, because we know it's the beginning. And, yeah, to our surprise, you know, it was double the number, you know, that we were expecting. So, and now it's on demand. So we've launched our first festival, man.
Fantastic.
So it was a real success, and people, they want it back.
Well, as I said, the only reason I wasn't there was because it was Kaya's birthday party.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely coming on the next one.
I'm coming to the next one, that's for sure. And you're, we've got to make a big noise. Yeah. We're all going to the next one.
Man, I'm telling you, you know, so... with that, I mean, we the brothers, we have these beautiful ideas of, you know, making sure that the culture is there to be celebrated.
So, and I think another thing that COVID taught us is to come up with different things. I mean, as MXO is saying, is we've been doing a lot of events. Even one of the events that I invited you, the Urban Lifestyle Festival, that was just happened in 2 months ago, and it was beautiful, successful. And that movement was all about, you know, artists doing, not sitting, not, you know, moving and showcasing our music out there. So I just believe that COVID had taught us to not just think of umculo wethu wodwa. Yeah, I understand. To just say, we can come up with other different ideas.
Yes.
And we are doing it right now.
You are doing it.
We're not waiting for any promoter.
Thank you.
We are becoming promoters.
Yes.
Yeah, one.
You're applying your artistry.
Oh, yeah.
To all different fields.
Mm.
And I want to talk more about that and more about this album, this incredible album. But let's hear a song for now. And I'm going to repeat it. Really, guys, you've got to get a copy of Monday Blues, because I don't even know which song to choose. But thank you, MXO, for helping me choose the first one.
Imali.
Imali, featuring Oluwade. Who's Oluwade?
Hey, I'm Oluwade.
Yeah.
Hey. Also known as Shaka Jamal. I go by many names, but, you know, this, like you said, like MXO was saying, this one was a labor of love. And it's something that we were able to create during the lockdown. Just recording, writing, going through editing, coming back, re-recording. And we got it. And, you know, the album is called Monday Blues. And it's, you know, it's an homage to that time in 2000. Cause that's when I first saw them perform at Monday Blues in Yeovil on Rocky Street, Times Square.
Yes.
So we're like, let's do something that really honors the reason why we're doing this. Those original inspirations when we were, you know, real young in the industry and wanted to explore and share this music scene.
So, thank you. Roots 2000 featuring Oluwade. Now I know who Oluwade.
Yes.
Yes, Shaka Jamal, a.k.a. Oluwade. Of course, it's MXO and Slick Angel. And the album is Monday Blues. Kaya 959. Absolutely beautiful. There's so much more I want to explore here, but first let's go back again in time. So you guys worked as Roots 2000 for a while. And then at some point, I think it was Slick, you had other commitments. And then you kind of parted ways for a while.
Yeah, we started as Roots 2000. And we had our own solos as well. Then 2003, Linda Nalin Kize gave me the chance to be part of Sony. So we both decided as MXO, let's start with our solos. So I started with my solo and MXO came in. So that was just a decision, because we, in so much that we were Roots 2000, MXO was MXO and Slick Angel was still Slick Angel.
Yes.
Then that's when the birth of I bought it for Namatonguman, for Masangodingene. And our solos became big. And MXO came too with
But I mean, you know, talking about the Slick, you've released such hits, but all of them have been singles. Or was it you did an EP in the beginning?
I'm the one who did an EP, Another Day. That's where he started from.
I did Another Day. Albums with the majors. I think it was Sony. And when Sony BMG merged, it was called Sony BMG. I was part of that too. And I went to Galo after that as well. But then after we both went solo. I decided no, the music industry was just, people were just doing it by themselves. So I was like, okay, I have to now. That's when I did Mosho.
Yes,
I came up with that album Mosho independently. You know.
Yes, but and I suppose what I'm trying to ask is, surely you found a value after being together, then going off on your own individual careers. What did you get from those individual careers that you have brought back now to Roots 2000? MX?
You know, I mean, for sure, it's experience, it's the years, it's the grace also, you know, maturity, and us understanding. You know, they say whenever you go to any partnership, you know, even if it's a relationship, you gotta be ready for yourself. You gotta know yourself, you know, so you don't have any self-esteem issues or bring any negativity in the relationship. I guess that's why our brotherhood has lasted this longer, because we went apart to kind of, you know, train ourselves and understand ourselves, like self-growth and self-reflection, you know, and, you know, I think we became, when we got back together on this reunion of, actually, this brother, Shaq, is the link that really binded us. He just reminded us. And he's like, guys, what's going on? Are we going to work on this album? And, you know, we didn't take a lot of convincing, because me and Slick, we always came in once in a while, you know, and just do some shows. And
there was that demand of Roots 2000.
Yeah.
People, they knew Roots 2000. They'll always come back and say, why don't you do a show? Then what we, back then we usually do, we'll come back and do a live show. So we used to do live shows than having to record an album. This is our first album.
The first full-length album.
Full-length
album.
And in fact, talking about it, what was it? It was quite some years ago. It must have been about 7 years ago when you came. It was the first time you'd kind of come back together.
Yes.
And you performed live on the World Show, on the stage, on the Live and Unplugged. I've still got those recordings that we've got to release them sometime.
Actually, to think of it, you're also part of the influence of, of us coming together, you know? Because that was really a magical moment when we... Because, I mean, that day, we were just jamming.
Yes. And it really was a new coming together.
Oh, yeah.
You've been apart for quite a while.
Was that the Nomasundu album?
Yeah, the Nomasundu, yeah.
Yes.
The Nomasundu album.
Yes.
And Nikki invited us. I think it was your first live sessions, right?
It was one of the Live and Unplugged,
Man.
Yes, absolutely beautiful.
And can I say something about that, too?
Please.
Because some folks don't know, I was around during that time when both these guys got signed. Because we were all living together in Yeovil. It was me, MXO, another brother named Timba, who had passed on from Limpopo, another brother from the States who was with us, and Slick stayed in the building right behind us. And during that time, we were all doing shows, Melville, Newtown, all around. And then the record company started taking interest in everything. And looking back, we definitely had our own movement where we'd do shows and everybody would show up and do these shows.
Yes.
But not having all of the resources, you know, so for us to really put on our own type of, you know, national or international movement. And I think that, you know, sometimes the record companies, they'll come and kind of cherry pick.
Yes.
And we had the vision of moving as a unit. And I think some of the record companies, you know, when they dangle the carrot in front, I think being, in my perspective, sometimes being young, inexperienced, and a little hungry, it caused a little divide.
Yes.
Right? Yes. And looking back, when I reunited with them, it was like, yo, there's still work to be done. Because all those songs that y'all used to do never were recorded.
Yes. Yes.
Right? So that was like kind of the main thing. Is like, what was that energy going on in Times Square at Monday Blues? And how can we recapture that in a more, you know, in a more wise way?
Yes.
And then this album came.
Following a couple of singles that came out during lockdown.
Yes.
Which you featured on this album. And I know a lot of you've heard a lot of these songs. But yeah, now we've got the full Monty.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So let's hear another track of Monday Blues. And this one, say it, MXO, please.
Ible.
Niklisio.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, this is a fun one.
Yes.
It's a party one.
Roots 2000, the album is Monday Blues. And I'm so excited to be celebrating it here with the guys today on The World Show. Yes, yes, yes. Roots 2000, the new album is Monday Blues, an absolute gem. You know, listening to that song, it reminds me of you guys and how you put the hip factor into urban trad, you know? And that's something you've always done. And actually, when I was thinking about it when you were speaking just now, that's something you've always done. You've taken those traditional sounds and given them like such a modern context. And kind of turn them on their head, you know. I won't tell you what I've told Slick before. Yeah. How he, you know, he flirts with all these styles.
Oh, yeah.
To be polite about it.
You know, on this album, we're really going for this pan-African approach, you know, that will incorporate all the African sound as you can hear.
Yes.
And, you know, we got a little bit of like high life, some souk-souk and...
Yes.
And, you know, for
bit
sure.
A bit of Latin as well.
And yeah, a bit of Latin
little bit
as
of
well.
A salsa there coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, also we wanted just to remind our brothers in the diaspora, just to, you know, remind them and take them back home, you know,
yes,
with our sounds. Wherever you are in the world, whenever you listen to this album, it will, like, you know, make you remember home.
And I love what you've said about that, MX, because yeah, I think more and more we need to acknowledge the, what a gift it is to be born on this continent, especially when you're in the field of music.
Oh yes,
yes.
Oh yes, we're such in the best place ever to be. We are the ones we've been waiting for.
Exactly. That's yeah, it. That's
yes,
it.
Uh-huh.
That's it. And the timing is perfect.
It's perfect, and it's right.
You know, you spoke earlier on about and you actually said that I feel like I'm part of the Roots 2000 family. And on that note, I want to go a little bit back to Monday Blues. Why you called the album Monday Blues? We spoke about Peter Makarube.
Oh, yes. So Peter Makarube was hosting these sessions in Times Square. Actually, Monday Blues started in Janitos, by the way.
No, I think it actually started in Hillbrow.
In Hillbrow, yes.
It started in Hillbrow. What was the name of that venue? I forget now. The Cotton Pub.
The Cotton Pub, yeah.
The Cotton Pub, yes. Do you remember, Slick?
I remember.
Yes.
Yes.
And those platforms, they're really important part of our history. Because, yes. Black Sunshine came out from those kind of sessions.
Yes.
Simpuwe Dana was came there. You know, the, came out from those sessions. Tandiswa. I mean, Simpuwe Dana, we used to back it up.
A big movement that was happening back then.
The PAM.
Especially, I think that was the time of Kwaito.
Yes.
Kwaito was big at that time.
Yes.
Then I think we're just one of the people that brought the live music back.
Yes.
You know, and how we did that, it was us just going to different venues, playing live, you know, using that... the Bugs, Ugubaska, Yabona session, we used to do that at that time.
Yes.
That's how we got recognized. And we ended up going to places like Opikopi at that time, and we're
Splash
not known.
Fan.
Splashy Fan.
Woodstock.
Yes. Woodstock.
Yes.
Yeah. So as MXO is saying, Monday Blues, I think that's the one of the biggest platform back then that introduced us into the music scene. Yes. And we had to call it Monday Blues.
As a tribute.
As a tribute
to that time, yeah.
Yes. As I said, that's and even Nakuputi, who Peter Makarube at the same time.
And yes. Eric Mieni, and most of the politicians, actually, they come from that.
Yes.
Because, I mean, that space was more of a self-expressive, open dialogue kind of spaces. That's why, I mean, you see most of these guys who are politicians, prominent politicians now, and intellectuals.
Yes.
You know, Eric Mieni was there. Yes. I mean, and lots of these other guys, man. And, yeah, I mean, I think we're just lucky to be at the right right community and those kind of influences.
I think also it was such a dynamic time because, in essence, it was the dawn of the democracy.
Oh, yeah.
And we were, like, I suppose, defining this new cultural movement that was coming out just by being there, just by playing.
And luckily, we were part of that generation that defined, the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you still are.
And we're still here. We're still moving on. Yeah.
Let's hear, in fact, on that track that was just playing,
you said
Linda Sikakane was featured.
Oh, yes. So, you know, I mean, we couldn't have done this album by ourselves, and we just made sure that we put in a team that, a team that we really respect and love and we are fans of. You know, we have Kunle Ayo from Nigeria, who is a
co-producer on the album. Now, all those guitars are Kunle Ayo.
Yes.
He had a lot of the bass on the album, too, along with Sonny Boy from Limpopo.
Yes. Masterful guitarist.
Oh,
yes.
Oh
yeah.
He's on another level.
Kunle,
yeah, he's a master.
Yes.
And Mark Hendrick, who else we have there?
Produce some of the
we have Sizwe.
Sizwe Homo, Tabelo Homo San.
Tabelo Homo San.
Yes.
So another beautiful thing is we worked with young musicians as well, you know. And I think it's just one of the things that we always wanted to do, to give back as well, you know, give back to the young generation. And that's what we do even now. Like most of the band members that we play are young musicians.
And we also have Bokani Daya.
Mm. Oh, yes. Bokani Daya.
Bokani Daya. And Hassan. Yeah. Hassan on percussion.
Oh, Hassan.
And Linus Kakan and H3.
Yes.
So, you know, we had to choose the best of the best.
We had some hitters.
You know? We had some hitters
come up on there.
It is an all-star lineup, but also I love the fact that you've got young blood as well as some of the true veterans South African and African music.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's hear the next track. Ndi Jane Jane.
Jane Jane Jane. Jane Jane Jane.
Tell me about this track.
Please, can I? Brothers, do I have your permission? This one is a deep one, because Emek Soul first recorded a demo of this song. Who was the pianist you recorded this one with?
The pianist from the UK. This cat who came to South Africa from the UK. Actually, is a Grammy Award winner. I just forgot his name now.
We'll come back to it. He had this demo. I was like, man, we need this song for the album. He was like, nope, it's going on my solo.
Yes.
So I badgered him for months. Like, this is the one. And one day, Slick came into the studio, and I think Emek Soul was playing. This was like in the middle of COVID, 2020, 2021. And... you know, both of my brothers here have lost their mothers. And this is what the song is about. And I believe that, from my perspective, the spirit of their mothers came into that room.
Amazing. Mm.
And before we knew it, Slick just started recording.
Sure. And that's...
And Emek Soul re-recorded, and... we took it to Kunle. Kunle laid a beautiful solo on that thing. And Mark came and put some polishing touches with the arrangements, and it just came together like that. This one was a deeply, deeply spiritual track that really wasn't going to be on the album, and then something happened, and it just, it took it. Hey, I think this is definitely one of my favorite tracks on that. It's just so deep, the meaning of it, how personal it is. And just, I think it's a guy that just shows, like, there's this spiritual connection between the two of them that is undeniable. And I think that, you know, the ancestors wanted this one to happen.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Anything to add to that? MXO, Sleep Angel?
I mean, I remember the morning I had to sneak Slick in, you know, because, I mean, it was during that time of COVID where we were not allowed to go to a studio. So I had to invite Slick to come to my studio, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just chilling and distressing also, just playing music. Mm-hmm. And this one came about, I don't know. I mean, there were some emotions also.
Hey, they called me. They called
and
me.
And were doing it.
And MXO was crying the whole night.
Slick was crying too.
MXO was crying.
I had to give Slick some couple of hugs, man, and say, hey,
so
brother,
this song was done through emotions.
Yo, and they calling me on the phone. I'm in California. And I'm like, yo, what's going on?
Like, we just,
what
yeah.
happened?
I was worried for a long time. I was like, yo, what's going on with this thing?
Who died?
Yes. That's what it was like. And they said, listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
MSO calls me. It's like, Slick is in there recording.
Yes.
We walked in there, and the sound just came. Even through the phone, you could just hear, like, oh.
The vibration. Yes.
Something is happening in here.
Yes.
So that's
When I say the producer is somewhere above.
Yes. Uh-huh. The music guy.
Thank you.
Yes.
Roots 2000 are with me in the studio. I'm so excited about this album. Please give us your feedback on social media. You can catch me on the page on Facebook, The World Show with Nikki B, Nikki B Global on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, also Roots 2000 Music on Facebook.
Yes.
You're going to find it everywhere. Also on Instagram.
Yes.
We are everywhere.
And by the way, these songs are only available on Bandcamp.
At the moment.
Because we chose to go with the Bandcamp. I mean, Shaka, I think you...
Yes, and one of the reasons why we're going with Bandcamp now is for a soft release. It's not available on streaming outlets right now.
Yes.
Bandcamp, they can go in and pay what they want to for the album.
Yes.
You know, we're asking $13 for the album, but if they really love it, they can pay $100
yes.
for the album. Because these days, you know, with streaming, you're getting 0.004 cents.
Yes.
Right? With a million streams, you might get $4,000. Right, but you got to think about the cost of recording, the music videos, everything that comes into it. And we're just trying to figure out a way to balance things out, but really find out who are the true Roots 2000 MXO Slick Angel fans
yes.
that are willing to say, hey, I'm into collecting. And there you can go and actually collect the album, download it.
It
doesn't matter if your Wi-Fi goes out with iTunes or Spotify, you can have it for yourself. So that's what that space is really for. It's really for the collectors of beautiful music. And now with this beautiful Afro soul music we have with Monday Blues.
Fantastic. Everyone on The World Show knows that I'm a firm fan of Bandcamp. I also love the way that the musicians actually get the money for their work.
Yes.
Roots 2000, this one. Anyone want to announce it?
Ninjenjenji.
Thank you.
Oh, mama.
Absolutely beautiful. I could spend the whole night with you guys listening to all these amazing, amazing songs.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nick.
But you know what? You can go and listen to them live.
Yes.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, yes. Tomorrow night, yes. Yes.
Tomorrow night. So what's happening tomorrow night?
Tell them, XO.
Tomorrow night, we're having Monday Blues Celebration. You know, as a commemoration. As you know, the album's called Monday Blues. So we decided to put something together, you know, for everyone who's been missing to hear Roots 2000. It's sort of a soft launch tomorrow in the
where
evening.
People just come through and come and listen to the songs.
At Liana.
And
at Liana.
We just decided we'll just do acoustic Just the voices.
Just how where we started from.
Yeah,
you know,
where we started from.
Snake Angel is going to be on the guitar. I'm going to be on harmonica.
Yes.
And voices.
Yes.
You know, so all those who were there around that time and, you know, who wants to maybe, you know, share poetry or something, come through, man. We're inviting all of our old friends into one space. Liano is the place where it used to be Orbit.
Yes,
in Bramfontein.
And it's going to be a really limited space. We're not going to use the space upstairs. We're going to use, like, you know, the intimate
downstairs.
Yeah, you know, so.
Going right back to the roots.
Yeah,
of
to the roots, yeah. You know, Roots 2000. I think the capacity is only like, you know, maybe 70.
Yes.
So you should book your seat at Quicket.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you don't want to be disappointed and come share the magic with us, we're going to have merchandise. Now we have our USBs of this album.
That's another way you can get the album.
So if you want a hard copy, you can come and get the
USB.
Ah, that's going to be fantastic.
Yes.
I'm going to try and make it. I do have another gig in Maboneng at the poolside. I'm going to be playing there later. The birthday celebration of Miss Kopane Pule, her solo return happening in Maboneng. But who knows? I might even pop in
before my
because you're going to be close by.
Yes.
Yes.
I've got to play one last song. And I said to you, I insisted when you came. I mean, I want to play all of them. I promise you, I will play all of them.
Yes.
But this one I felt brought us full circle.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So
tell us about this track and what it means
to you. So this song, I wrote this song especially for my mother. And Noma Sundu is my mother's name.
Yes.
So I had to just write that song.
Yes.
And MXO came and said, no, I'm doing this with you. And it was supposed to be for my project.
Yes.
But you know, they always find a way to hijack it back to Roots 2000.
We A&R in this game. We're like the best from everybody on this one.
Yes.
Yeah.
But again, it's different versions. You can still do yours when you are alone, it's Slick.
True.
But we love the celebration of this one. Thank you so much.
Yes. MXO,
Slick Angel, Shaka, Jamal, thank you. For blessing us with your beautiful music and energy.
Come on. Thank you for the continued support. It's much appreciated.
Always music that deserves to be heard. Yes, of course, George Manyosi is up next with a Jazzed Up, so don't go anywhere. I'm going to leave you with this absolute gem, an eternal contemporary classic from South Africa. It's the remix of Noma Sundu. Get the album, Monday Blues. Roots 2000 is back with a bang. And whatever else you do this week, make sure you keep shining. Keep it Kaya.
The World Show with Nikki B. Every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. on Kaya 959.